You have already met our personality for our midnight merry-go-round tonight. It's George Formby, of course. We've been telling you that last night, and we've been telling you tonight. And I imagine all you folks who have seen George Formby perform in Calgary for the past three nights would like to meet him over your own radio sets. So, George, could you come up to this CKXL microphone and say hello to all our listeners?
Hello, everybody. What do you call the program? Midnight what?
Midnight Merry-Go-Round.
Merry-Go-Round is right. That's what we've just been doing around the city.
Is that right?
You know that we jumped in a car a few minutes ago, went right around the city to get here, and then nearly walked it.
Well, you see, we wanted to take you on a tour of Calgary.
Yes.
Well, how do you... We'll ask you, of course, what we ask all our personalities that visit Calgary. How do you like our fair city?
Well, I haven't seen it.
You haven't?
No, all that I've seen up to now is the Grand Theatre and the Hudson Bay Store.
And CKXL Studios, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I've seen that now. But what we're going to do next year, we're going to come back and have a look at the, what they call the Stampede.
The Calgary Stampede?
Oh, yes, I want to have a ride in one of those chuck wagons.
I see. Well, you've got one of those 10-gallon hats, haven't you?
Mm.
Tell me, does it fit you, George?
Yes, it fits.
Sometimes we make a mistake, and they don't fit them right.
Oh, this fits me perfect. Oh, I look all right in it and all. I'll be wearing it when I get off the boat at Liverpool.
You will?
Yes. Oh, yes, I'll give them a shot when I get there.
And how do you like our Calgary audiences?
Oh, they're grand.
They're fine,
oh, they're what we call in the old country a pie audience.
A pie audience?
A pie audience. That's a good audience.
Uh-huh.
You know, and easy. You know how easy pie goes down?
Right.
Well, that's what we call a pie audience.
Well, how many shows have you performed so far on this tour?
Oh, dear. Now, wait a minute now. We've done... We started off at Montreal. I think it's around 21 towns we've visited in 7 weeks.
21 towns?
We started off at Montreal, then went to Ottawa, then we went to Kingston, Belleville, Peterborough, Guelph, Windsor, London, Hamilton, Toronto, Niagara Falls, Sudbury, Winnipeg, Edmonton...
Now Calgary.
No, wait a minute. You've missed a few out. After Edmonton, we went to Vancouver, then to Victoria, and then to Port Alberni, and then back to Vancouver, then to Calgary. Now we're at Calgary now. We go to Saskatoon.
Saskatoon now.
Set off for Saskatoon tomorrow. Then we go to Regina. Then we go back to Toronto, and I've got some friends to visit there. They call the income tax.
You have to worry with them over here, too.
Oh, I've got a date with those in Toronto. Then we catch them, we go on to Montreal and catch the boat back home again.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be a very successful tour, I imagine.
Oh, it's been a grand tour,
You've
really.
Had packed houses all the way,
everywhere. It's been really grand.
Fine. The purpose, I think, of your tour is to take some of those good Canadian dollars back to Britain, isn't
it? That's quite right. One of the guy that sent me out has got the sack since. Cripps has resigned.
Oh.
There's another fella there now.
Oh, I see. Well, how many are in your troop that you bring along?
About 21, I think.
21?
About 21 people we travel all the way around.
Mm-hmm. I imagine you have lots of experiences besides those actually on the stage. There'd be a lot of humorous things happen along the road.
Well, we have a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. This is your charming wife over here.
She's trying to tell me something to say. You better come and say it yourself, Mrs. This folks is the old woman.
Well, it's really grand to be able to talk to you. Now, I'd like George to tell you an experience of one of our artists who came over here and went into a cafe.
Oh, yes.
Now, you tell the story, George, because you're better at telling stories than I am.
Well, in Montreal it happened. We'd only been here 2 days, and one of our acts went into a cafe and ordered a meal, and when he called for the check and he said to the waitress, "How much is that?" She said, "That'll be a dollar straight." So he immediately pulled a dollar out of his pocket and started straightening all the creases out of it. He'd never been here before, you know.
Well, I guess you do run into some of those
Canadian
phrases.
Tell me something about your program, because I listened to it last night, you know.
Did you?
Oh, I listened to you chewing the fat all night long.
That's exactly what I do, too. Well, I guess all the listeners know all about our program. You know what we'd like to do right now, George, is play one of your recordings.
That's right, okay.
You're recording on Columbia, I see now, or...
Yes, well, I have a go at a few of them, you know. I started on Riedel, then Columbia, which is the same firm, you know.
Oh, I
Riedel
see.
And Columbia, then London, which is Decca. Mm-hmm. They're all mixed up together.
Well, we've got a little recording here called "Who Don't the Wind Blow Cold." Do you remember making that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Some folk like the weather cold. It's healthy, they tell you. It may be dense, but where's the sense if your nose keeps turning blue? On the day that I was born, I was just 10 minutes old. I popped my head neath the clothes and said, "Brrr, don't the wind blow cold?"